Hi, this is Ben Gertzel coming to you from Tin Kok Village in Hong Kong. Welcome to Future Day 2012, the beginning of an amazing new holiday. I'm recording this audio for the Future Day celebration in Second Life. I'd hoped to attend myself in Second Life, but for some reason I couldn't get the Second Life client to work this morning. Technology still being at the pre-singularity level. But hey, the audio recorder and the internet are still working, so we can just do it this way. Why do we need a holiday called Future Day? Why did I come up with the idea of Future Day and start trying to spread it around the world? I look at a holiday primarily as a way of focusing people's attention. Christmas focuses attention on family and on celebrating together with our friends and family, and also on certain religious issues. Holidays like the 4th of July and China's National Day focus attention on the founding of nations. Some holidays celebrate the cyclical processes of nature. But what do we need to be thinking about most now? We need to be thinking about the future, because we live at a unique point in history. During the next few decades, during most of our lifetimes, there's the possibility to launch a positive singularity, bringing us way beyond the current human condition into something far more amazing and rewarding. There's also the possibility of tragic destruction due to technology gone awry. At this critical point in history, while we shouldn't forget the past or lose touch with nature, the thing we need to be thinking about most is what the future holds and what we can do to guide the future in beneficial directions. Future Day, as well as potentially being a lot of fun, is a way to guide our attention toward the future. What I'm hoping is that the 2012 Future Day, which is characterized by a couple dozen events around the world, is going to be followed by larger and larger Future Day celebrations until 5 or 10 years from now. Future Day is a serious, well-recognized holiday just as much as Christmas, Easter, the 4th of July, or Chinese New Year. We can have Future Day costume parties, Future Day essay contests, lectures, conferences, Future Day lunch discussions, whatever. Use your imagination. The point is, right now, what we need to be doing is focusing the attention of ourselves and others on the future, enjoying ourselves while doing it, seriously engaging our minds and our hearts in the future. I'm going to do that today. After I'm done recording this audio file, I'm going off to my office in Hong Kong where we're working on projects in AI, life extension, and a host of other future-oriented technologies. Anyway, welcome to Future Day 2012. Sorry I couldn't get into Second Life, but technology is improving all the time, and I'm sure we can party together next time in third, fourth, fifth, and sixth life. Enjoy.